We are here at Fort Recovery Indians ladies softball team is playing the Coldwater Cavaliers tonight. This is Jill Ranley for Fort Recovery Radio. I'm here with Darian Sheffer, who I hear is really talkative.
Yep.
Tell me. Leadoff batter is Chelsea Timmerman. Chelsea's number 14 for the Indians. She's a senior. Pitching is Maddie Steinke for the Cavaliers. First pitch comes in as a strike. Chelsea checks her signs, gets ready for pitch number two. A little bit windy here. Swing and a miss on pitch two, right down the middle. The count is 0-2 on Chelsea Timmerman. And the pitch comes in, makes contact right to the first baseman, Danielle Welsh, for the first out. One out for the Indians. We are at the top of the first inning here at Coldwater. Tori Vaughn is up number two in the lineup. Tori takes the signs from her dad. First pitch is a strike. Pitcher for the Cavaliers is Maddie Steinke, a freshman, number 16. So far, all strikes tonight. And Tori swings just a little bit underneath it. First strike two. Once again, we're in the top of the first inning here at Coldwater. Tori Vaughn is at the plate, looking for a big hit from Tori. Pitches it in the dirt, low. Ball one. Count is one ball, two strikes on Tori Vaughn. On deck is Devin Post for the Indians. Hopefully Tori will put one out there and Devin can bring her in. Pitch comes in the dirt again for ball two. Count is 2-2 for Tori. Pitcher's a lefty here, so it takes a little bit to get used to that. Pitcher gets her signs from her catcher. Catcher is... Nope, another one in the dirt gets past the catcher, but nobody on, nothing hurt. Catcher's Grace Burns, another freshman from Coldwater. So Tori has a full count on her. We have one out. Gonna have to look really close at this one. And she puts it out there into deep center field. And she is rounding it. Bounced over the fence, so out of play. I believe Tori's gonna get second base.
She got a hold of that one.
Didn't she? I think the wind's gonna help us out a little bit. Yeah. Coach Tin says she wasn't running hard enough. He didn't think she'd make it to second had it not gone over the fence. It was a nice hit by Tori. So Tori Vaughn's on second. We have one out. Devin Post, number 22 for the Indians, is at the plate. We could use that wind, help Devin out, and put another one out there. Strike one for Devin. Pitcher's got good accuracy, you gotta say that.
Yep. All strikes here, only a few balls.
Looks like it's got a little bit of speed on it, too. All right, pitch number two comes in. Devin makes contact, goes back to the pitcher. They get Devin out at first, but Tori does advance to third on that. So potential scoring run at third base with Casey Vogel at the plate. Indians have two outs. We've got Tori Vaughn on third, Casey Vogel at the plate. We're making contact here. Casey is a senior for the Indians, number 30. Pitch comes in as a strike.
Need Casey come up big here.
Wouldn't that be great? Right there at the Fort Recovery flag in center field.
Be perfect.
The wind's going to help us out just a little bit tonight, hopefully. Casey looks ready to go here. Swing and a miss. She just got underneath it. She's really wanting that RBI with Tori sitting on third. So we're two outs, top of the first inning for the Indians. We've got a runner on third base and Casey Vogel at the plate. The count is, she had two strikes. Nope. I don't know if the count's right on the scoreboard.
I think it's one ball, two strikes.
Is it? We're going to go with that. We're going to say one ball, two strikes. I'm not sure. She just popped one out of play just over the home dugout there, so still hanging in there. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Just gets right underneath it. So not a real bad start. We had a runner on, made it all the way to third base. We just couldn't quite get her in over the plate. So first inning for the Indians. The score is 0-0. Cavaliers will be up at the plate. All right, once again, we are back here in Coldwater, Ohio. The Lady Indians are taking on the Cavaliers. We're just getting ready to start the bottom of the first inning. The score is 0-0. We are in the top of the lineup for the Cavaliers, and this would be number 0, Lexi Meyer. Chelsea Timmerman is on the mound. Aaliyah Jenkins is catching for the Indians tonight. First pitch comes in as a strike, and she just looks. We've got Casey Vogel on first. Devin Post is at second. Carly Stone's at short. Audra Metzger is on third. Chelsea takes her signs from Aaliyah. Pitch comes in. Nice job. Swing and a miss. For strike number 2. Count is 0-2. Our outfield is Emily Harden left, Whitney Will in center, and I believe Taylor Tin in right field. Chelsea delivers. Nice pitch. Ooh, nice line drive to center field. Emily fields it, gets it in. Phew, Devin knocks it down there at second. So that will be a single for Lexi Meyer for the Cavaliers. Nice hard hit there, and we got that one in pretty well. Got a little bit of a wind tonight, so hopefully anything that's up in the air might be a little bit hard to judge. So no outs, bottom of the first inning. Runner goes, Aaliyah throws. Yeah, we did not get to throw the ball, actually bounced off the runner, I believe. But she was safe at second base, so stolen base by Lexi Meyer.
Up the bat, we have number 21, Mara Hoying, playing short for the Lady Cavs.
This girl's a good athlete.
Yep.
Seeing her play everything.
Yep.
It'll be a ball. Aaliyah keeps it in front of her, but the runner does advance to third base there. So no outs. The Cavs have a runner on third. It looks like two balls and no strikes on Mara Hoying. Chelsea gets her signs. Infield looks ready to go here. Pitch comes in. Swing. Chelsea looks back. The runner throws first. They get her out. Nice job. So out at first, and they do keep that runner at third. Nice job by Chelsea.
Well done.
So one out here for the Cavaliers. Danielle Welsh is at the plate. Another really good athlete. Ooh, strike.
Ooh.
Oh. Wasn't sure where strike zone was, but now we know.
Yeah, yep.
So strike one on Danielle. We have a runner on third and one out. Nice pitch. Oh, man, just gets right past Audra. Brings a run in there. Looks like it's going to be a single there for Danielle. That was a hard hit. Audra went for it. Emily was there to back it up, but got a single and an RBI for Danielle Welsh. Olivia Harlemert up for the Cavaliers, number 8. Got a lefty. Looks like she's showing a bunt. Pulls it back. Nice job by Aaliyah. Checking that runner, keeping her at first base there. Is that a ball or a strike? Ball?
Yes.
So we have one ball, no strikes. One out on the Cavaliers. They've got a runner on first base. Chelsea gets her signs from Aaliyah. Pitch comes in a little high for a ball. Two balls. Up at the plate is Olivia Harlemert, number 8 for the Cavaliers. Nice pitch. Gets Devin fields it. Oh, safe at first base. We've got the runner advancing to third. Man, that was a close one. Devin just kind of soft tossed it over there to first, and the runner just got about half a step ahead of her. So we've got runners on the corners for the Cavaliers. One out. See what the ladies do here. Sometimes they kind of fake that throw to second, but I'm not sure if that play's worked out yet for us.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Aaliyah keeps it in front of her. Runner takes second, but wise decision not to throw anyways with a runner on third. So runners on second and third for the Cavaliers. First base is wide open. We've got one out and one strike. Up at the plate is Maddie Steinke, the pitcher for the Cavaliers. Ooh, that's close.
Yep.
Calls it a ball. Must have been a little bit high. Chelsea winds up, delivers. Nice pitch. Gets her swing in there on a strike.
Great pitch.
So once again, we've got one out. We're just here in the bottom of the first inning. The score is 1-0. Cavaliers are leading our Lady Indians. Runners on 2 and 3. Nice pitch. Gets
good
a strike. Strikes her out swinging. Nice job by Chelsea. We needed that one. All right, we've got two outs. It'd be really nice to hold them here with two runners on.
For sure.
Kylie Black at the plate. She hit a home run yesterday.
That ain't something we want to hear right now.
Sorry. Number 26 for the Cavaliers is Kylie Black. Ooh, ball. That was a close one. I was hoping that one was going to be a strike. Ooh. A little bit of dust blowing around here. All right, score is 1-0. Cavaliers, Chelsea pitches it in. Nice pitch. Man, same spot. Gets right past Audra there at third. Looks like, wow. Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Kylie got a single out of that. One runner came home. I was waiting for that other runner to go, so
yeah,
they held
me too.
Her up.
We'll take it.
Yes, exactly. I'm with you. So there are two outs. Cavaliers got two runs there. We've got runners on first and third. Up at the plate is Miss Peyton Welsh. Ooh, swing and a miss for Peyton. Man, Aaliyah did a nice job there. The runner on first did not go to second. Held her back. Peyton had two doubles last night, too. We'll see what Peyton does today. Ooh, must have been outside. Still runners on first and third. They haven't sent that runner yet. I think we got them scared.
Maybe.
Aaliyah takes a sign from Coach Vaughn, passes that along to Chelsea. Nice pitch, swing and a miss again for Peyton. Runner takes second there, but Aaliyah wisely just throws back to Chelsea with that runner on third. Oh, they're just questioning if she left early. She wasn't sure, wasn't in a hurry to get second. A little bit of a discussion here. We have a runners on second and third. Peyton Welsh is at the plate. There's two outs, correct?
Yes.
Okay, scoreboard's a little behind. High pitch for a ball. I believe this count is 2 and 2, if the scoreboard's correct.
Score's not very reliable right now.
There we go, now we got it up there. Peyton hits a foul ball over the home dugout. Hanging in there. So we've got runners on second and third for the Cavaliers. Peyton Welsh is at the plate. Chelsea winds up. Pitch comes in as a strike. Gets her swing.
Great
man.
Pitch.
Nice. That was perfect. Kind of looked like a changeup, I think, maybe.
Yep.
All right. Bottom of the first inning, sorry. The score is 2-0 Cavaliers. All right. We are back here. We're at the top of the second inning. Lady Indians are playing the Coldwater Cavaliers, our neighbors just to the east. The score is 2-0. We've got Audra Metzger up at the plate for the Indians. Audra's a junior. She's playing third base today. And the pitch comes in as a strike. She swings, though. And right back to the pitcher out at first base. So Audra makes contact, just couldn't quite get past that pitcher. Taylor Tin is up to bat for the Indians. Taylor got a ton of awards last night at the academic banquet, so she must work just as hard in the classroom as she does on the field. Strike one. Just kind of feeling this pitcher out. She's a lefty. It's a little bit different for the girls in the box. We've got Carly Stone on deck for the Indians. Pitch number two is a ball, so the count is 1-1 on Taylor, and we've got one out. On the mound is Maddie Steinke. She's a freshman from the Coldwater. Taylor pops one up over her head. Deep foul ball. Taylor's really good at making pitchers work hard for her out.
That's good.
She'll keep fouling them until she can get one in play. And she's also pretty good when it's stressful. Give her two outs and Taylor will get you. Ooh. Taylor takes one for the team, gets hit by the pitch. I'm not sure what part of her that hit. If it was her arm. Yep, must have been her
elbow,
arm.
Baby.
Yep. Taylor is first base. Didn't even rub it. So that puts us a runner on first. We've got one out. Up at the plate is Carly Stone. Carly's playing shortstop today for the Indians. The pitch comes in. Strike one. Man, this girl, first pitch, everyone's been a strike.
Yeah.
And more often than not, we kind of look at that one. Maybe once we get through the lineup, they'll know what to expect.
Yeah.
All right. Comes in a little high. Carly swings. Foul ball. Looks to go just past visitor's dugout there. So two strikes on Carly. No balls. One out. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Second inning? Yeah.
Yep.
Top of the second inning. Man, I had that all backwards. Carly Stone at the plate. She swings. Ooh, might drop. Oh, man. Son of a gun. Shoot. Nothing Taylor could do about that one. Carly hit that one. It went right to the second baseman. And Taylor was just about 5 feet off of first, and they got her out. So score is 2-0, and we will be heading into the bottom of the second inning. All right, we are back. Coldwater, Ohio. The Lady Indians are facing the Cavaliers in some softball action tonight. From the bottom of the second inning, up at the plate is Grace Bruns for the Cavaliers. Chelsea's ready to pitch it in there. Nice pitch for a strike. Nice job there. The score is 2-0. Cavaliers lead our Indians by 2 runs. Got a little bit of a breeze tonight, so... Ooh, ball. Sorry about that. Count is 1-1 on Grace. Indians just can't quite get the bats going yet tonight.
No.
It's early, though. They got plenty of time. Oh, hey, that was cool.
They didn't get it in the plate, she swung.
Ball dropped about a foot in front of the plate, but she swung, so hey, we'll take that too. One ball and 2 strikes on Grace Bruns. And we're kind of at the bottom of their lineup, so Chelsea gets ready, takes her signs from Aaliyah Jenkins. Aaliyah's catching tonight. Chelsea pitches one in. Nice, gets her swinging way ahead of it. Ooh, the ball gets past Aaliyah. And dang it, the runner does make it to first base. That was kind of tough. Throw there. Leah almost had her, but Casey kind of had a crossover where the runner was. So Grace Bruns gets a single. Looks like they are going to put in a pinch runner. Oh, yeah, she's the catcher. Putting a courtesy runner in. Autumn Sunderland for the Cavaliers. So we have a runner on first. And up at the plate is Abby Brueggemann. Ooh, right down third baseline, but a little bit foul there. So that helped us out a little bit because that runner was ready on second.
Yep.
We've got one strike here. Runner on first for the Cavaliers. Abby Brueggemann's at the plate. Chelsea rocks back. Pitches in. Strike gets her swinging. Runner takes second. So we've got a runner on second. Stolen base for Autumn Sunderland. She's courtesy runner there for Grace Bruns. Chelsea's checking her signs. See her changeup worked a little bit before. See if that comes in. Nope. High for a ball. Leah looks back that runner on second. She kind of had a little bit of a lead off there. Scores 2-0. Cavaliers are leading our Lady Indians by 2 runs. Nice pitch for a strike. Gets her swing in there.
Good pitch.
Another strikeout there for Chelsea. Second strikeout of the day. That was very helpful. All right, we are to their leadoff batter, Lexi Meyer. I know she got a hit last time, but I couldn't tell you where.
I think right at Audra. Down at
it was
maybe.
At the couple of them went that direction.
Yep.
Because she scored a run last inning. So we've got a runner on two. There's one ball. Nice. Chelsea pitches a nice strike in there. Gets her swinging.
believe Lexi's the only senior on this team.
I was just looking for that. She is. Yep. Lexi Myers, senior for the Cavaliers. There you go. Nice pitch. Nice job, Aaliyah. Keeps that one in front of her, kind of dropped down in the dirt, but kept that runner on two. That was awesome.
Yep.
Two strikes and one ball here on Lexi. Another strike would be great. Oh, man, she golfs for that one. Carly bobbles. The runner was heading to third there in front of Carly. Carly bobbled it just a little bit. So Lexi Meyer makes it safe to first. We've got runners on the corners for the Cavaliers. No out, one out. I guess we have one out.
Yeah, right? I believe so.
Oh, that's right. She had the strikeout. All righty. Batting second in the lineup is Mara Hoying. With the runners on the corners here, see what they do. Pitch comes into Mara for a strike. Runner goes, but wisely, Aaliyah does not throw with that runner on third. So runners on two and three for the Cavaliers, and Mara Hoying is at the plate. Infield looks ready here. Nice pitch. Goes a little bit foul there, right outside of third baseline. All right, scores 2-0. Let me just flip that around. Am I crazy?
No.
All right, scores 2-0. We're here in the bottom of the second inning. There's one out on the Cavaliers. Two strikes here on Mara Hoying. Nice pitch. Goes right into Carly Stone's glove.
Wow.
Nice job.
That was an awesome catch.
That was a nice hit, too.
That was awesome.
I'm not sure if that was self-defense or if she meant to do that. That was perfect.
Either way, we'll take it.
That's right. Kept the runners on second and third. So two outs there for the Indians. Nice job by Carly Stone on that one.
Great job.
All right. 13, Danielle Welsh. Nice pitch. Foul. Almost nails her coach. Danielle had a hit last time, too. Thinking it was maybe that same spot toward third base. So we have two outs. Strike one on Danielle Welsh. Runners on second and third for the Cavaliers. Chelsea winds up. Pitch comes in. Ooh, that was close.
Looked good.
Yeah, it did from here. Maybe a little bit inside, low. One ball and one strike. There's two outs. Man, she swung at that one. As a strike. All right, count is 1-2 on Danielle Welsh. There's two outs in the inning. Chelsea checks the sign. Rocks back, delivers. Ooh, that was close. Looked like maybe a changeup. I think he thought it was a little high. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Put one right past her, Chelsea. No, she gets a hold of it. Taylor goes, goes, goes. Foul ball. Whew,
Thank goodness. Wow.
Yes. Taylor hustled for that one, but man, that was just foul by about 2 inches.
It was close.
That was a hard hit to Danielle Welsh. I'm not sure if it rolled into the fence or not, but it was a good one. So nice little changeup right here, maybe. Two balls and two strikes. And Audra fields it at third. Fires to first. Nice play. Wow. We needed that one.
That was big.
Yes, it was. Man, the girl from third was already at home plate, so that was sweet. Kept them to their two runs. Nice play by Audra Metzger and Casey Vogel at first base. We are back. We're at the top of the third inning here at Coldwater, Ohio. Lady Indians are playing the Lady Cavaliers. Scores 2-0. Cavaliers lead by two runs. Emily Hart is at the plate. First pitch is a ball. We need some bats to get moving. Emily had a nice hit last week. She had a double. Pitch comes in. Ooh. Swing and a miss for Emily. I don't know if she was on top of that one or underneath it. Couldn't quite tell. So one ball, one strike for Emily Hart. Emily's playing left field today for the Indians. She's a junior. Pitch comes in. Emily makes contact. Foul ball. Just outside there of the first baseline. Two strikes for Emily. And one ball. There we go. Scoreboard's a little behind. All right, no outs for the Indians. Emily is our leadoff batter for this inning. Ball two. Count is 2-2 on Emily Hart. Emily looks determined, so take a double. Pitcher takes her signs from her catcher. Comes in, gets a little piece of it to stay in there. Nice cut by Emily. Whitney Will is on deck for the Indians. Count is 2-2 on Emily, I believe. Makes contact, dang, foul ball. Straighten that out a little bit. She's making good contact, just got to get it in between the lines.
Yep, yeah. Straighten it out.
Emily's kind of the voice of the Indians. She's usually cheering everybody on. And
yep.
And right now she's sitting there talking to the ump, so at least she's getting relaxed. Here comes the pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, we got lucky.
Wow.
That was called.
We'll take that for sure.
Might have been a little bit outside. Full count on Emily Hart. Right? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Time to put one out there. Makes contact right back at the pitcher.
Goodness.
Oh, maybe. Nope. Right back at the pitcher. She kind of lobs it over the first base. Looked like maybe for a minute we were going to get lucky. But it was a nice hard hit by Emily. Just right to the pitcher. All right. Whitney Will is up for the Indians. Whitney is a junior for the Indians as well. She's playing center field today. The pitch comes in for Witt. Calls that one a ball two. So ball number one for Whitney. Sometimes Whitney plays first base. She's been doing a nice job in center field as well, though.
Yep.
Ball two. Pitcher's trying to find that strike zone here. First one looked maybe a little high, and second was a little bit low, so a walk will work too. Whitney gets ready. Pitch comes in. Another ball. Count is 3-0 on Whitney. There is one out for the Indians. 3-0. I'd say we want a hit, but the coach is probably saying do not swing.
Yep, probably saying take one here.
Yep. Pitch comes in. I don't know what the coach said, but Whitney swung.
Yep.
I think it was a strike anyways. Count 3-1 on Whitney. One out for the Indians. We've got Chelsea Timmerman on deck. I can see Whitney put one out there. Right underneath it. She has got herself into a full count. She's looking a little serious here, though, so see what the pitcher gives her. Pitcher and the catcher from Coldwater are both freshmen, so be here for a long time. Go, 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 go! And sorry about that. It was a third strike. Catcher dropped the ball, so Whitney took off for first base there, but didn't quite make it. Man, we're just not making anything happen.
No.
Offensively.
Well, we got top line up here, so maybe they can get something going.
All right, Chelsea Timmerman is at the plate. Chelsea is the senior for the Indians. Bunt. Nice bunt. Nice bunt. She is hustling it out and makes it safely.
Great job.
She can move. That was a nice bunt. Chelsea's pretty good at stealing bases, too, so hopefully she'll get moved around here. Tori Vaughn is designated player for the Indians, I believe. So she is just hitting today, at least right
now. Last time would be great here.
Yeah, it would. Tori is a senior as well for the Indians. First pitch comes in as a strike. Chelsea's hanging out on first base there. We do have two outs in the inning, so got to be a little bit cautious on the base running.
Yeah.
Tori Vaughn at the plate. One strike, no balls. Pitcher's shaking off some signs here, so not sure what she wants. Ooh, strike two. Chelsea goes and gets out. Son of a gun. Nice throw by the catcher. That was just spot on. Good effort there by Chelsea. The score is 2-0. Cavaliers lead the Indians, and we are getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. All right, we are back. It's the bottom of the third inning. Lady Cavaliers lead the Indians by 2 runs. First pitch is a ball. At the plate is Olivia Harlemert. I think she had one of those hits. I guess it went to Devin last time. I'll listen to Alan. And the pitch comes in high for ball two on Harlemert. Harlan Mertz playing center field for the Cavaliers today. She's a lefty at the plate. Goes to Devin, but just gets right outside of her reach there. Nice base hit there by Olivia Harlemert. Whitney backs that up and gets it in quick. So the Cavaliers have a runner on first base. At the plate is Maddie Steinke. She struck out last time. She's the pitcher for the Cavaliers. Runner goes. Aaliyah throws it down. The same thing as last time.
Yep.
Ball just bounces off the runner, but she was safe. So we've got Harlemert on second. Maddie Steinke at the plate for the Cavaliers. We'll run through the Indians' positions here in a minute. Ball drops down. She shows a bunt, and it gets past Aaliyah and bounces out of the dirt. So Harlemert takes third base easily on that one. The Indians, we've got Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. Aaliyah Jenkins is catching. Casey Vogel's at first. Devin Post is at second. Strike gets past the lead again. Runners coming home. Olivia Harlemert makes it home for the Cavaliers on a pass the ball. Carly Stone is playing shortstop today. Audra Metzger is at third base. Emily Hart is in left field. Whitney Will is in center field. And Taylor Tin is in right field. She drops a third strike, but we get her. Nice job. Way to keep calling there by Aaliyah. Too much action. I don't even think I gave you the count at all that one. All right, so we have got one out for the Cavaliers. They scored one so far this inning. Kylie Black is at the plate. And Chelsea delivers the pitch. Nice stop there by Aaliyah. Pitch was low for ball one. I believe Kylie had a single last inning. Allen, where'd she hit it last inning? Oh, right at third base. Okay. So we'll see if we can hold her here this inning. Scores 3-0 Cavaliers. It goes foul ball. Headed right there to third base. Audra was ready, but just bounced foul there. So count is 1-1 on Kylie Black. We have one out in the inning. Chelsea gets her sign from Aaliyah. And rocks back. Pitch comes in. A little bit high for a ball. Like maybe she was going for a change up there. I'm not sure. Count is 2-1 on Kylie Black. One out. We're in the bottom of the third inning. And she smacks one down to Carly. Nice fielding by Carly. Man, nice job.
Well done.
That was a great play. That took a heck of a bounce right there in front of Carly. And Casey really had a stretch out at first, too. That was a nice out. That's what I'd like to see every single time. Two outs. Aaliyah heads out to the mound to talk to Chelsea just a little bit. Peyton Welsh at the plate. Two outs. We're in the bottom of the third inning for the Cavaliers. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Strike one. Peyton kind of checks her swing, but I don't think she checked it back enough, so I think that one counted as a attempt there. Chelsea checks her sign. Pitch number two comes in. Nice little change up there. Peyton gets way ahead of that one. Count is 0-2 on Peyton Welsh. There's two outs. This would be a big deal. I kind of like Peyton, though, so I don't know if I want her to strike out, but I guess I have to. Gets a little piece of it. Foul ball there. So we've got a count of 0-2 on Peyton Welsh. Two outs for the Indians. We have held them nicely this inning.
Yep.
So I'd like to see a third out right here. Pitch comes in. Same place. Little foul ball. Looks like maybe she's just getting right on top of it. It's kind of hitting the dirt there. Been an uneventful game so far, I must say. And Chelsea rocks back. The pitch comes in for ball one on Peyton. Count is 1-2. Chelsea delivers. Ball high. 2-2 on Peyton. Need that third strike right here. Two outs in the inning. Haven't got a runner to first yet, so this would be nice. Darn it. Wow. Full count. Ball three. I'm not sure if she's going for a changeup. They've been a little high. Just hadn't made it in there, so we really need a strike right here. Ball four. Man.
Peyton, good at bat for her.
Yeah, it was. Peyton went from 0-2 to a walk. Do you think I jinxed it because I said I liked her?
You might have.
We have a runner on first base for the Cavaliers. There are two outs. And we have Grace Burns at the plate. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Nice stop by Leah. Runner goes. Man, she was almost there. I wonder about that one leaving early. All right, so we've got a runner on second base for the Cavaliers. Grace Burns at the plate. Another freshman. This is the catcher. And the pitch comes in. She swings. Aaliyah keeps it in front of her. Ooh, nice job. Runner on two was thinking about taking third base there, but held off. Two outs in the inning. One ball and one strike on Grace Burns. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Man, she swings. They like golfing for those. Ball drops in front of the plate, but she swings for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Do have a runner on second for the Cavaliers. And Chelsea delivers the pitch. In the dirt, nice stop by Leah. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Chelsea delivers her pitch for a strike. Nice job. Gets her looking. Man, that all worked out. At the bottom of the third inning, the score is 3-0 Cavaliers. We are at the top of the fourth inning here at Coldwater, Ohio. The Lady Cavs are leading the Indians 3-0. Tori Vaughn is at the plate. Tori's number 24 for the inning. She had a nice hit in the second inning. Her last at bat, we'll just say. First pitch comes in as a ball. Haven't really got a whole lot happening with the bats yet for the Indians. We have gone down 1-2-3 in all but the first inning, so we need to get started hitting here. Ball two for Tori. We're taking a walk. That'll work too.
That'd be good.
Take a couple walks. Tori gets signed from her dad, Jeff Vaughn, Indians coach. And the pitch comes in. Ball number three for Tori. Got her struggling just a little bit. Count is 3-0 on Tori Vaughn. No outs. Tori's our first batter of the inning. Devin Post is on deck. Pitch comes in for strike number one. Three balls, one strike. Tori's still way ahead of her. Hoping she can put one out there right in center field, maybe. Ball four. Nice job by Tori taking that walk. Way to be patient. I believe that's the first walk of the day.
Maybe? I believe so.
All right. Devin Post is at the plate. Looks like they're doing something. A little bit of changes here, maybe. Looks like they're going to put in a pinch runner for Tori, Bridget Potcutter. We got a little break in action, I do have to say. I was at the academic banquet last night, and I don't know if every one of these girls was there getting an award, but I want to say about 95% of them. So a lot of hard workers here on this team, I believe. All right, Bridget Potcutter is replacing Tori Vaughn to run on first. Devin Post is at the plate. Devin is number 22 for the Indians. She's a junior. Casey Vogel is on deck. We have no outs. First pitch is a ball. Lydia Innes just haven't got anything really going yet today with the bats, so hopefully this will be our inning to get us started.
Hopefully.
And the pitch comes in low for a ball. Ball two on Devin. Thought for a second Bridget was going to go first, but I don't think so. Once again, we've got Devin Post at the plate. On the mound for the Cavaliers is Maddie Steinke. Oh, good. Ooh, she kind of check-swinged it. I wasn't sure. And I don't think he was sure either until he called it, so she got a ball out of that. Three balls on Devin. Oh, wait a minute. What the heck? Did who go around? Oh, my goodness. Really? Evidently, he had to check that call with the base ump. I never heard the... Never mind. Anyways, she's got three balls. Four balls. Another walk. Steinke walks two in a row. Just pitched six balls in a row, right? Seven, eight balls. Did any of them get a strike? Eight out of nine. Okay. That's the official word from Alan Post. So if it's wrong, we'll take that. So we've got runners on first and second. I did say a bunch of walks would be good. Casey Vogel at the plate. Looking for a big hit. Couple RBIs out there. Get something started. Another check swing. Calls it a ball. Casey's face looked there too, like she wasn't sure. So we've got Bridget Potcutter on second, running for Tori Vaughn. Devin Post is at first. Casey Vogel's at the plate, and we've got Audra Metzger on deck. No outs. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Pitcher gets her sign. That one looked like a strike, yeah. I'd be waiting on that strike, though, to come in at this point. No outs. The score is 3-0. Cavaliers lead the Lady Indians. Ball. 3-1. Count is 3-1 for Casey. I believe that's what the ump just said. There we go. Scoreboard was a little behind. Got runners on first and second. Pitch comes in. Oh, first strike. That was a close one. Full count for Casey. Let's see what happens here. We have runners at first and second. And Casey Vogel at the plate. No outs for the Indians this inning. And the pitch is in. Casey swings a little blue back to the pitcher. Get Casey out at first, but it does advance our runners. Bridget Potcutter to third base and Devin Post to second, so that helped out a little bit. Seems like when we do get a hold of it, it's kind of dying right there. All right, Audra Metzger's at the plate for the Indians. And we have runners on second and third, one out in the inning. Score is 3-0. Home run would tie it up right here.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it, though? And in a little bunt. That's what I was anticipating anyways, but Audra's pretty good at those bunts. She's pretty speedy. Bunt goes foul. Sorry about that. I got behind the catcher there. Taylor Tin is on deck for the Indians. Audra Metzger at the plate. Audra's a junior. She's playing third base today. And she swings it. Oh, man, son of a gun. I so thought that was going to go over her head. Right there up center field a little bit. I guess the shortstop ended up getting that.
And, yeah, Marhoit.
Yeah, got back to second. Devin didn't even know what hit her there. Cause, yeah, so darn it. That was looking good for just a second. So the score is 3-0, and we are headed into the bottom of the fourth inning. Number 9 is up for the Cavaliers. We are headed here into the bottom of the fourth inning. Lady Indians are here in a battle here with the Cavaliers. Score is 3-0, but not a whole lot of action on the bats either way, really. A couple position changes here for the Indians. Oh, and the pitch goes to Chelsea. Sorry, the hit goes to Chelsea. Nice job. Perfect. Abby got her bat on, just a little bloop. Chelsea and Audra were both running up on it. Nice play by Chelsea to take her out at first. We have, in this inning, Chloe Metzger is playing shortstop, and Hannah Knapke is in right field, so a little bit of change for the Indians. We're at the top of the lineup with Lexi Meyer. The lone senior for the Cavaliers, strike one. So we've got one out in the inning. Top of the lineup. Count is 0-1. Chelsea Timmerman is at the mound. And, man, she puts a nice hit right over second base. Whitney fields it, gets it in. So base hit for Lexi Meyer to start off the inning. We've got Mara Hoing at the plate. I don't want to jinx myself and say that she hasn't made it on yet today, but hopefully. Chelsea pitches it in, and the dirt gets past Aaliyah. Runner takes second easily. Man, she's speedy. Safely takes second on that pass ball. So we've got a runner on two. One ball on Mara Hoing, no strikes. And one out in the inning. Chelsea delivers the pitch, swing, and foul ball. And quite a few just get right outside of that third baseline. Just to kind of catch up on our positions, Chelsea Timmerman is on the mound. Aaliyah Jenkins is catching.
That's Taylor Tin.
I just was going to say that. That doesn't look like Aaliyah.
No.
Taylor Tin is catching, new catcher. Taylor is catching. Casey Vogel's on first. Devin Post is on second. And Whitney, ball goes center field, man. Oh. The runner is looking like she's going to head home. Whitney goes after that ball, just couldn't quite get there. That was a nice hard hit. Scores a run for the Cavaliers. That was Mara Hoing with a nice double. Okay, so yes, Taylor Tin is catching. Devin Post is on second. Chloe Metzger's on short. Audra Metzger's playing third. Emily Hart's in left, Whitney Wills in center, and Hannah Knapke is in right field for the Indians. Score is now 4-0 Cavaliers. We've got one out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and we've got a runner on two. At the plate is Danielle Welsh. She swings at a low pitch. Chelsea looks back. The runner throws it low. Casey, nice stop. Man, I was afraid that ball's getting by.
Yep.
Nice job by Casey Vogel there. Kind of kept the ball, trapped it in her glove. The runner did advance to third, though, despite our efforts to keep her where she was. So, potential scoring run on third for the Cavaliers, but there are two outs. At the plate is Olivia Harlemert. She's a lefty. And Chelsea delivers the pitch, comes in high for a ball. So we have Mara Hoing is on third. Nice pitch, foul ball. Just a little bit outside of the first baseline. Got two outs in the inning, one ball and one strike here to Olivia Harlemert. Got a runner on third for the Cavaliers. And Chelsea delivers, nice pitch. Swing, a little bit of a foul tip there. Love to see a third out right here. Coach Vaughn switched up the catchers. Taylor Tin is catching right now. And we switched up a little bit of the fielding positions here. See what these girls can do. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Foul tip. Count is 1-2. Two outs, runner on third for the Cavaliers. Score is 4-0. Chelsea gets her signs from Taylor. Rocks back and delivers the pitch in the dirt for a ball. Pass ball, and the runner's home. Mara Hoing scores on that pass ball. So the score is now 5-0 Cavaliers. Chelsea is ready at the mound, and she delivers the pitch, swing, and that goes short right field. Sorry about that. Nice hit there by Olivia Harlemert for a single. Two outs in the inning. We've got a runner on one. And number 14 is at the plate. Looks like this is a substitution. Oh, Autumn Sunderland. 13 for 16. Looks like a new pitcher. Maybe. I'm Autumn Sunderland in for Maddie Steinke. Autumn is a freshman as well. At the plate, I believe she went in to run last inning. Runner at first, two outs. Nice pitch. Ooh, ball. Runner takes second base. All right, score's 5-0. Cavaliers are leading our Lady Indians. We've got two outs. Ball number two from Chelsea. We have a runner on second and a nice lead off there. That's Harlemert on second, I believe. Number eight, yep. And the pitch comes into Sunderland. Nice stop by Taylorton. Ball three. Count is 3-0. There are two outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Taylor gets the sign, passes it along to Chelsea on the mound. Infield looks ready. Pitches in for a strike, gets her swinging. Ooh, we needed that strike. Scores 5-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cavaliers have a runner on second. Two balls and one strike. Nice pitch. Goes to Audra. Fields it cleanly, and she is out. Nicely done. Just had the pain of one run in that inning, but the score is now 5-0. We're getting ready to head into the top of the sixth inning. We're back. Cavaliers Stadium. The Lady Cavaliers are taking on the Lady Indians in softball action tonight. Taylor Tin is at the plate. Score is 5-0. Cavaliers are leading. Taylor swings, bouncer to third base, fielded cleanly. Made contact, but just couldn't quite get it through for the first out of the inning. Cavaliers made a couple position changes. We now have Leanne Klinke on the mound, number seven. Leanne is a freshman. And we have
Chloe Metzger.
Yes, Chloe Metzger is at the plate. I was looking to see who they replaced the other one. I missed it. Okay, Caitlin Brigham is, I believe, somewhere in the outfield. So a couple new players come in this inning. Chloe makes contact, foul ball down the first baseline. Count is 0-2 on Chloe. There's one out in the inning. Score is 5-0. Indians really need to make something happen with the bats tonight. Just haven't found any holes yet. Chloe Metzger is in playing shortstop for the Indians. Chloe's a sophomore. Count is 1-1. Pitch comes in the dirt. Count is 2-1 to Chloe, one out. Emily Hart is on deck right behind Chloe Metzger. Got a new pitcher this inning, so it might take a second for the girls to time her up. Was a strike on Chloe. Two balls and one strike, I think is what the ump said.
I thought she had two strikes.
I did too. I'm not sure what happened there. Anyways, Chloe got walked. We'll take that one, definitely. Yeah, I thought she had two strikes too, so I'm not sure what happened there. The scoreboard must have been off, but Chloe Metzger is on first base. We will take that, and Emily Hart is at the plate. One out here for the Indians. Emily had a nice hit the other day at a game, so we could use a good one right about now. Just takes one to get them started, and then I'll start hitting. So Chloe's on first. We've got one out. Pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Count is 2-0 on Emily Hart. Wind is picking up a little bit out here. And the pitch comes in way high. Nice stop by the catcher. Keeps Chloe at first. 3-0 count on Emily Hart. And the pitch comes in way high for another walk. This pitcher has some speed. She's just trying to find her spot, I believe. So we've got Taylor Greasy at the plate for the Indians. Let me see. Chloe went in for Carly, I believe. So we'll see if Taylor's just hitting or who she's replacing here. Guess we'll find out. I believe Taylor had a nice hit last week too. I think that's when I was at the ER. I listened to Darren talk about it the next day on the radio.
Yep.
Oh, was it a double? I don't know. I just know she hit one out there somewhere. I want to say maybe it was left field. All right, so we have runners on 1 and 2. There is one out. We really need a hit. There you go, Taylor, foul ball. Makes contact, though. Once again, we have Chloe Metzger on second. Emily Hart is at first. Both those two got walked this inning by new pitcher. Taylor Greasy's at the plate. Pitch is low, gets past the catcher. Both runners advance safely. That helped out a lot. We've got potential scoring runs out there. Man, but I'm thinking she hit a double. Maybe it was a triple or a home run. I'll take any of the above right now. Swing and a miss for Taylor. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Nice cut. Looked like she was just a little bit on top of that pitch. First base is wide open, just waiting on Taylor. We've got runners on second and third, one out in the inning. Score is 5-0, Cavaliers lead. Man, nice pitch. Taylor hits it. Nice little bouncer. Gets past the pitcher, and it is a bobble. Man, that was great. We'll take it. Scores Chloe Metzger there. Emily Hart advances to third. Taylor Greasy gets a single. We needed that right there. It went back to the pitcher, I believe, a third baseman.
Third baseman.
Anyways, it was a little bit of a bobble, and that helped us out a lot. Smart running by the Lady Indians. Runners at 1 and 2. We are at the top of our lineup. Chelsea Timmerman is at the plate. Pitches in the dirt past the catcher. Emily Hart heads to home. Easily makes it standing up. Taylor Greasy. Round second. Man, that was nice. Score is 2-5, Indians. I'm totally giving up on keeping my book because it's getting exciting now. All right, Taylor Greasy's on second. We've got Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. One out. I'm going to check this count. Is that right? Full count? I didn't think so. Okay, Alice says it's 2-0. 3-0. I didn't think there was enough pitches when I checked the scoreboard. So 3 balls, no strikes for Chelsea Timmerman. Taylor Grazy's at second. Chelsea's had some nice hits this year, too, so love to see her get one right about now. Takes a strike, but probably a smart decision with a 3-0 count there. So we have a runner at second. Score is now 5-2. Chelsea digs into that one. And they get Chelsea out at first. Taylor Greasy does make it safely to third base. Ball went right to the shortstop. Nice play. Chelsea advances a runner. So 2 outs. Indians are down by 3. Score is 5-2. Torrey Vaughn maybe is at the plate. Looks like coach is talking here. Maybe Tori's going in for somebody else. I don't know. All right, so we're finally getting some excitement here at the plate. We are in the meat of our lineup. Torrey Vaughn is at the plate. We've got Devin Post on deck. Taylor Greasy is at third. Nice pitch. Torrey cranks one to left, and it drops. Fair ball. Nice. Gets past the girl. Tori is going to hopefully make it to second. Taylor Greasy scores. Nice hit by Torrey Vaughn. Score is 5-3. Indians trail by 2. That was a great hit. Just bounced right inside.
That was awesome.
Right inside the line. That was the Tori had another double earlier,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she got 2 doubles.
That's what
today.
I thought.
She
wasn't slowing down.
Went up the bat, too.
All right, Devin Post. Let's see what Devin can do. Pitch comes in low. Nice stop by the catcher. Score is 5-3. We've got 2 outs in the inning. We're in the top of the 5th inning for the Lady Indians. Fighting back here, finally getting sticks going. All right, Devin gets ready. And the pitch comes in. And Devin puts one right past the pitcher. Is it going to get past Marhoing? Nope. Nice hard hit right up the middle by Devin, but didn't quite get through the shortstop. Nice inning for the Indians offensively. It is 5-3. We are trailing by two, and we are getting ready to head into the bottom of the fifth inning. We are back in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lady Indians are on the scoreboard. The score is 3-5. Cavaliers lead by two. At the plate is, I believe, Kylie Black for the Cavaliers. Got a couple position changes here for the Indians. Chelsea Timmerman remains on the mound. We've got two balls for Kylie. Center field looks like Hannah Kanapke?
Yeah, I believe so.
Right. And right field is Taylor Greasy. So we've got Hannah Kanapke in center field, Taylor Greasy in right field, and Emily Hart remains in left field. Nice pitch. Ooh, fair ball, man. Looked like a little changeup, so it didn't move much once she hit it. Just kind of popped one there in front of Emily, a little bit over Audra's head. Nobody could get to it. So a single for Kylie Black to start off the inning for the Cavaliers. Wasn't that Kylie? Yes. All right. Up at the plate is Caitlin Brigeman. And Kylie goes. There's a pass ball. Safely to second base. Shouldn't say pass ball, just to flip off the gear one. So Caitlin Brigeman at the plate for the Cavaliers. Nice pitch. Hit back to Audra. Snags it. Man, that was sweet. They call her safe.
I believe so.
Are you kidding? Dude. Sorry. I would have to disagree at this point.
I would do.
Man, Audra made a sweet play on that one and fired it first. Looked like she had her out, but called safe by the umpire, so we got to agree with them, I guess. So runners on 1-2 for the Cavaliers. That was a good hustle by Audra, man. At the plate is number 3 for the Cavaliers, Rachel Klosterman. Going in for Grace Bruns. Rachel Klosterman, another freshman for the Cavaliers. So we have no outs, runners at 1-2. Chelsea checks the sign. Ooh, thank goodness that umpire stopped it. Ball bounces up and off of the ump, but the runners do advance to second and third. Okay, first base is empty. I say Rachel Klosterman at the plate. Count is 1-0. Pitch comes in for a ball. 2-0 is the count. And Chelsea rocks back. Nice pitch. For a strike. Gets her swinging. 2-1. We need some outs here. I don't care how we get them. Alrighty, Taylor gives Chelsea the sign. She pitches, pass ball. Kylie Black comes home. Runner advances to third. So the score is 6-3. Cavaliers are up by 3. Cavs have a runner on third. Count is 3-1. Swing and a miss. Perfect. Full count. Love to see a changeup right here and get a strikeout. A little too high, darn it. For a walk. Runners on the corners for the Cavaliers. Up at the plate is Abby Brigeman, number 9. Chelsea gets her sign, shows a bunt, and she bunts, puts one right down, fielded by Taylor, and Taylor holds it to run the girl back to third. Okay. Man, that was a tough call.
That bunt was about perfect.
Yes, it was. It just kind of sat there, and Taylor looked back the runner at third, and I thought runner was ready to go home. But so nice bunt for number nine. Bases are loaded. No outs. We're at the top of their lineup. Lexi Meyer is up. In the dirt, Taylor bounced off her knee pad. She is going home. Run gets safely across home plate. Runners on second and third. A frustrating position for these girls. The coach is coming out and talk to the girls a little bit. New positions for a lot of these girls this week, so they're trying to hang in there the best they can. We can fill in some space. Darian, how was prom?
It was good.
I'm going to make you talk. Just good?
Yep.
You looked awful spiffy.
Yeah, I guess. I think it might have been my date.
It was your date.
Yep.
Brooke looked pretty good, too,
yep.
I got to say. I was lucky enough to chaperone the after prom, and everybody looked like they had a good time.
Yep.
Did you win any money?
I won some money.
Lily came home with $25. She was excited. All right. Coach is done talking to the girls, settling them down. We have number zero at the plate. Lexi Meyer puts one into right field. Oh, man, we did not need that, son of a gun. One run comes in, two runs come in. And, man, she wanted to go home.
She did.
She got a triple out of that hit. That was a hard hit ball that rolled to the fence. Triple there for Lexi Meyer with two RBIs. I believe we are going to make a pitching change here for the Indians, so we'll just take a break while Devin warms up. We are back. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here. Devin Post is on the mound for the Indians. A little bit of a change in some of our positions here. Looks like Mara Hoing is at the plate. Swing and a miss. What was that? Was that a swing and a miss? I thought it was a foul ball. Must have been a strike. Okay, must have hit off of her shin guard. The runner stole home on that one on a pass ball. That was a strike, though. Swing and a miss by Mara Hoing. Got a few position changes. Devin Post is on the mound. Chloe Metzger is on second. Chelsea Timmerman went over to short. One ball and one strike here for Mara Hoing. Is that all the changes? I think everybody else stayed the same out there. All right, Devin delivers a pitch. Nice stop by Taylor Tin. Two balls and one strike on Mara Hoing. Score is 10-3. Cavaliers lead the Lady Indians. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning with no outs. Ooh, it was close. Three balls, one strike. Two right past her, that would work out just fine. Mara Hoing is at the plate. She's batting in the number two spot for the Cavaliers. Devin delivers her pitch. Nice pitch. She swings and hits. Chelsea knocks it down. Nice stop by Chelsea there to not let it get through, but Hoing does get a single off that nice hard hit shortstop. Looks like we might have another change here as the coach is approaching. Like Courtney Delano. Courtney Stalder. Courtney Stalder enters the lineup for the Cavaliers. I kind of just gave up on my bucket. It looks rough. All right. Courtney is a sophomore for the Cavaliers. We've got a runner on first. No outs. Devin delivers a pitch. Nice pitch for a strike. No outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice day for softball. A little bit breezy. Oh, that was close. Ball gets past Taylor there. The runner goes two. Should be two balls and one strike. Is that what you said? It's just one on one. One ball, one strike. Get Devin Post on the mound for the Indians. Ball high. Runner advances to third base there. Count is 2-1 here for Courtney Stalder. Devin delivers. Ooh, close, a little bit outside there. Count is 3-1. We've got no outs, runner on third for the Cavaliers. Devin gets her signs from Taylorton. Taylor's catching. And the pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Hard hit. Fielded by Chloe Metzger and a bobble. Son of a gun again. Advances the runner to home. Looked like she was just going to pick that right up, but had a little bit of a bobble. So Courtney makes it to first there on the air. Looks like another change maybe for the Cavaliers. Number 17, Peyton Kunk. Comes in to replace Olivia Harlemert. Lydia Nin's looking a little bit frustrated right now. Score is 11-3. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner on first and no outs for the Cavaliers. Ball number one. Peyton is a lefty here, so a little bit different, shouldn't say different strike zone, just looks a little different when you're pitching. Nice stop by Taylor for a ball. Runner advances to second. Two balls. Count is 2-0 on Peyton Kunk. We've got a runner on second for the Cavaliers. Nice pitch by Devin. Swing and a miss there, so we've got two balls, one strike. Need to get an out here in this inning. Oh, just been a little bit outside there. Three balls and one strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. They've got a runner on two. Nice pitch. Full count. Peyton Kunk is up for the Cavaliers with a runner on second base. Ball goes low. Gets past Taylor. Runner advances to third. So a walk for Peyton Kunk puts runners on the corners for the Cavaliers. Number 14 is at the plate. Autumn Sunderland. Maybe. Oh, not. Looks like a little bit of a lineup change here for the Cavaliers. Hope they're not anticipating a run rule. It's kind of a last minute decision. We are getting a little close to that here. I mean, this went downhill pretty quick. It is 11-3. We're in the bottom of the fifth, and they got a runner on 1-2. At the plate is number 7, Leanne Klinke. Oh, I think they just had that messed up from before. Leanne went in as a pitcher last inning. Ball one. Devin winds up. Delivers pitch. Ball two gets past the catcher. Run comes across the plate. Runner from first advances to second. The score is now 12-3, Cavaliers. Two balls, no strikes. Gotta make something happen here. Runner on second, would give them 13. Two balls and one strike here for number 7, Leanne Klinke, currently pitching for the Cavaliers. Nice stop by Taylor. Three balls, one strike here on Klinke. score is 12-3. Cavaliers are ahead. Devin pitches a strike in there. It stays fair. Dang, she has got an arm. He called that out, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Man, Devin really had to fire that to beat that runner to first. Nice throw by Devin to get that out on first. I think she wants to get out of this inning bad. She's like, I'm going to take that out. What are we doing now?
I think the ball hit her in the batter's box, I think.
She wasn't in the box. The ball was way out there. Are you? Well, then she should be out, right? Because that's what happened that other game. The bat was laying on top of the ball. That would be out either way. Having a bit of a discussion here. The ball just kind of died out there in front of the plate. Evidently, they're debating what happened here. But I agree with Mr. Allen Post. The ball, bat hit the ball either way. She would be out. Make it up as you go. Okay. Is the call standing? They're going to argue a play and they're up by 9, but hey, exactly, Tammy. Whoops, the mic's on. Anyways. No, I can't hear you unless you want to sing or something. Darren's just going to let it roll, right?
Yep.
Darren, do you sing very good?
No, I don't.
No?
Nope.
Man, this is an awful big discussion for this one play. All right, now we may have a substitution. 15, Mackenzie Old is entering the game for number 26, Kylie Black. So we do have a runner on third. We did get that one out. Fought hard for that one, I guess. Score is 12-3. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice pitch by Devin. Strike one. Mackenzie Alt at the plate for the Cavaliers. Strike two, not. Oh man, that just got right over. Son of a gun again. That is going to be the ball game. 13-3 on a run roll. Just got right over Chelsea's head. Not a bad hit. This was didn't start out as a bad game, but got a little frustrating in the middle. So, final score at the end of five innings is 13-3 by the Cavaliers. I'm not sure how many they scored that inning, but. That inning was most of the damage there, so good effort by the Indians. Just couldn't really get anything started with the bats tonight. So this is Jill Rainley for Fort Recovery Radio with Darian Sheffer here from Coldwater, Ohio.